What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday night to you, regardless of where you're at, what you're doing. If you're laying in bed, good for you. If you at work, make that money. If you're on the road, be safe. Let me keep you company. Y'all keep you company, and I'm just here. I'll be here for the next 3 hours. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. You want to talk to me? It's simple. We got a phone number. It's connected to multiple lines. They can get filled up rather quickly. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me everywhere on the internet at JR Sport Brief. So, if you happen to be listening on the free Odyssey app, good. If you're tuned in on your local affiliate, good. If you're locked in, SiriusXM 158, great. You can also get in on a smart speaker. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. It's been a busy weekend, busy holiday. Hope you had a good Tuesday. Back to reality, whatever reality might be for you. And we opened up the show because I get started at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. We talked about the Miami Heat. We know where they're going, to the NBA Finals. Got a game on Thursday. We talked about the Boston Celtics. We have no idea where the hell they're going. How many times can you come back and run back Tatum and Brown? Like, what else is going to change? What's going to be adjusted? I feel like Mazzulla will be back. I feel like Jaylen Brown will return. I don't know if they're going to give him a $290 million contract, but I could see him returning. And as we continue on with the show, you know, actually this hour, I'm going to give you a finals prediction. I'm going to get your thoughts as well, knowing that we have game one in front of us starting on Thursday in Denver. Nick Saban had some words about college football, college athletics. He understands that it's changing. Troy Aikman had some words on Tom Brady potentially, maybe not playing for the Raiders. Deshaun Watson wants to get hooked up with DeAndre Hopkins, his old teammate with the Houston Texans. And so we have so much to get into. John Gruden was hanging out with the Saints. I will explain. Yes, that John Gruden, the one who needs to have his email address cut off. But we'll get to all of that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Austin. He's calling up from Houston, Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Austin?
Hey, JR. How you doing today, brother?
I'm good. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing awesome, man. I got a it's not the sports related, not so much, but I got a hilarious story for you, man. So, backstory, I'm a police officer here in Houston. And I was listening to you probably about 20 minutes ago, and you're talking about the Celtics, and I hate.
They need to get hey, Austin, they need to get you police officers' new phones down in Houston. Shep, what happened? Can police officers call us up? Are they allowed?
I think we just learned that they can't.
Apparently. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to hang up on him. I just put him in the back.
Yeah, you can't hang up on a cop, can you?
I can hang up on whoever I want
to. Okay, that's fair.
All cops call up. I hang up on all of you now. I hang up on anybody. Now, I don't know what his deal is. He said he's a cop from Houston, and then he said something about the Celtics, And I guess Joe Mazzulla cut his phone off. I don't know what his deal is. But anyway, Joe Mazzulla is going to have plenty of time to, I don't know. He got a 3-year extension. I don't think they're going to be worried about firing that man. Anyway. Shepard, what happened to the police officer? I don't want people thinking I got rid of him.
Well, he respects you too much. I respect you too much. We just had a very quick conversation saying, look, we don't want this happening again. Can you get to a better spot? We want to be able to hear the entirety of the story. And he agrees, so he's going to call back in a couple of minutes when he's in a better spot. You're a very patient man, JR.
Is he working?
That I did not ask. Because I don't want to put him in a bad spot. Because people do listen to your show in Houston, and you know his higher-ups do too, so...
Oh, well, I mean, there are a lot of you know how many police say they hit me, like, oh, yeah, I listen to you, and this and that. It's nice. Thank you. Shout outs to everybody out there in the world of public service. Are they then? Well, I've seen some police officers doing. Like, you're not supposed to smoke a cigarette, right? A police officer?
Well, in the 50s, you could. You can't indoors. I know that. Can you smoke when you're on
duty? Indoors. Yeah. Do you know how many people in the NYPD I have seen smoking cigarettes outside NYPD?
I see now. A lot of people feel a lot of different ways about cops these days.
I've seen police smoke cigars here. I'm like, I don't care. It don't matter to me.
JR, I think that. Most, and I think you'll echo this, I think 99% of them are really good. I just think the 1% give them such bad press.
I'm not even talking about that. That's with anything.
Gotcha.
That's with anything. I'm just trying to figure out if you're a police officer and you are on duty, you can call and talk to me. I don't care. But are you supposed to? Like, it's my job to sit here and talk. You know what? Just all police officers call me. But what's that guy's name? What's his name?
It was Austin in Houston.
Austin in Houston. I love Houston. Yeah, call me back, Austin, when you get to a good spot.
His phone did not have liftoff, though.
What? What the hell is that?
Houston, we have liftoff. He was calling from Houston. His phone did not cooperate. Therefore, he did not have liftoff. That wasn't that bad of a joke, JR. Come on. All right, maybe it was. Okay. Thank you. Come on, JR. That wasn't bad.
No. How far are we in here? We're about six, seven minutes into this hour. You're going to have to disappear for a good 15 minutes, Shep. That was bad. That was bad.
I'll tell you something. If I ever do stand-up comedy at this Comedy Cellar, I know what friend I'm not calling to come sit in the front row. That I know.
I'll be in the back with the camera. He's back. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Hey, let's talk to our favorite officer from Houston, Texas. A gentleman by the name of Austin calling from Houston. Hey, Austin, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, JR. Yeah, sorry. I got Walmart brand cell phone service, apparently.
Okay, that's all right.
But no, so anyway, like I said, I'm at work over here, and I was listening to the Boston Celtics segment, and I saw this dude run a stop sign right in front of me. And it kind of irritated me because, number one, it's right in front of me. And number two, I'm trying to listen to my man, JR. And so I pull him over and I walk up to the car. And lo and behold, he's listening to JR. So we're over here talking about the Celtics. And then our friend with the two Big Macs came on. And we shared a good laugh about that segment. So two things. Number one, you got somebody out of a ticket. So I'm sure he's pretty grateful about it. And number two, you're bringing the community together in a way you didn't think you were, man, because we sat there and shared that laugh together for a good 2 minutes. And so I just wanted to say, man, you're the best in the business, dude, and we enjoy listening to you in Houston down here.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm happy that lawbreakers and the authorities are both listening, man. And I guess I'm somewhere in the middle. How fast was he going through? He ran a red light?
No, he ran the stop sign in the neighborhood, and it happens to the best of us. So I cut him a break, and mainly because I was trying to listen to JR Sport Brief, I was also trying to give him a little bit of a break, man. So
I hear you. Well, man, you be safe out there, all right? Appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate it, JR. God bless y'all. Y'all take care, all right?
You too. Thank you, Austin, for calling from Houston. Thank you so much. How about that? A man of the law and a lawbreaker out here listening to the show. Is that breaking the law? If you run a stop, you broke the law, right, Chef? I know I said you got 15 minutes, but I'm right. Asking you now. You run a stop sign. Is that breaking the law? Is that a violation? What's the difference?
It's a violation. I don't think anyone would say you were a lawbreaker. It's certainly not anything serious. But JR, in all seriousness, you talk about a national host, you know, getting the cop to get the victim. Or I shouldn't say victim, the perpetrator.
Whoa, not victim.
Right.
Hey, take it easy.
All right,
right.
But no, the assailant, if you will, to get him out of a ticket because both happened to be listening to the same show at the same exact time. And to also be on the phone about it, that's got to be a first in the history of our medium.
You think so?
It might be. I don't think this has ever happened before.
What happened? So let me ask you this. I haven't been pulled over in, I don't know, years. I feel like I'm due to be pulled over. It's been a long time. I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years. It's been a long time since I've been pulled over for anything. And I've done my share of driving for a long time, just all over the country, just all up and down every place. If I got pulled over and I had my show on in the car, you think I'd get a break? Probably not. Nah.
Well,
they wouldn't care.
You would be listening, obviously, on demand at that point. You're not listening to your show live.
Sure, but if I just, like, press a button and turn my own show on and go, hey, you know, they're gonna look at me and go, oh, you think you a big shot? They're going to go, man, no, we're giving you a ticket.
You're obviously the last person in the world that would ever do something reckless in your car, and obviously you know what I'm inferring there. I know
what
how much you
mean?
Preach. Well, it means you would—
Reckless in my car.
The ultimate sin— in a car, breaking the law is doing something where you are inebriated. You would never put anyone in that position. So that would not get you off. I think anything else, you might be able to get away with it. You should test it out. You said you were due for a ticket. See, you know?
Well, that doesn't mean I'm going to go outside and go and hunt it, you know? I'm not that idiot. What's that idiot from, I don't even know what team he's on. Sheldon Richardson. This man was going like 130 with his kid in the back. I'm like, come on, bruh. You trying to kill yourself, your kid, and somebody else? Like, what are we doing here? No, I don't know if I want to test it. If I get pulled over, I get pulled over. They want to give me a ticket. Give me a ticket. I pay it and go about my day. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Reese's calling from here in Atlanta. This should be fun. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Reese?
Great talking to you. Hey, I have a cop story tonight, too.
Uh-oh. Don't have nothing to do with me, right?
No, not with you. So I've been driving for over 25 years, and I got my license on my 16th birthday. And today I was rushing to drop my sister off to work and kind of yielded through a stop sign. A cop was parked right in the corner in Buckhead, and he just turned the lights on. I gave him my license. And he was like, hey, man, I saw she just got out and went to work, man. But look, you got to really be careful in this area. And he just gave me a warning. He didn't write nothing down. He was just nice and gave me a warning, man. He saw my driving record was great. Just gave me a warning, man. So when that cop just called in Houston, I had to call you and just say, man, like, today was a great day. Because, you know, normally that doesn't happen, man. So today was a great day, man.
Good on you. I saw a cop outside of Piedmont Park here in Atlanta over the weekend. I saw a cop writing, like, he had like 50 tickets in front of him because a bunch of idiots parked on the side of the park where it says no parking. And so.
Oh, yeah. You can't do that. Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. But listen, man, you be safe up there in Buckhead, okay?
Yes, sir, man. Great talking to you and Shep.
All right. Thank you, Reese, for calling from Atlanta. Yeah, sometimes you get off from a ticket. Nobody wants a ticket. I feel like every time, that's why when I go to Virginia, D.C., I don't drive no car. I get an Uber driver to do it. They got all the cameras everywhere. You can't drive through Virginia and D.C. I'd say more so D.C. Metro. You can't drive through there without getting a ticket. The cameras everywhere. Again, shout outs to all the officers out here keeping people safe and doing good. I appreciate y'all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk about the NBA Finals. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. We got Nikola Jokic, and then we got Nikola Jovic. Yeah, there's a guy named Jovic on the Heat, the matchup that everybody wants to see. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I gotta tell you, JR, the only highlight of my night is being able to talk to you. One of the best and most underrated in the business, I gotta tell you. You're amazing.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
82-year-old Al Pacino is expecting a baby with his 29-year-old girlfriend. Okay, Al Pacino, all right. Al Pacino has a daughter, 33, 22-year-old twins. Okay. All right, Al Pacino has a daughter older than his girlfriend. And he is 82 and his girlfriend is 29. Al Pacino keeping busy here. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I feel like we've been waiting for a week, and we have. At this point, we have been, well, the Denver Nuggets, they will have waited for 9 days. 9 days before since they've eliminated the Los Angeles Lakers, and they go out there and tip off for game one of the NBA Finals in Denver against the Miami Heat. And now, you can look at this one of two ways. The Denver Nuggets will be rested, or they will be rusty. The Miami Heat will be hot coming off of that Game 7 victory, or they will be emotionally spent and worn out by the time they go up to Denver. And I don't know, maybe get run up and down that gym in the mile-high altitude. So I can sit down and write for you every single storyline. The storylines have already begun, and the questions have already started to be put in front of Mike Malone, because last week he was asked about keeping his guys in shape and how do you avoid being rusty. This is what Denver Nuggets coach Mike Malone had to say.
Well, it's impossible to keep your rhythm if you're not playing games. I mean, you can do whatever you want in practice, but there's no way you can replicate playing an NBA playoff game. We give our guys off Tuesday. Wednesday was an optional day. A lot of guys showed up. And then just yesterday, I had everybody come in, get some conditioning in PD. And, you know, today we had a good practice. Didn't go long. But for us, my biggest concern is the rhythm, as you mentioned, but more importantly, conditioning.
Okay. All right. Keeping guys fresh. Keeping them up to date. Nah, there ain't no way to tell any of this stuff. We don't know. Mike Malone spoke to the media today as well. He was asked about taking on the Miami Heat, who happened to be an 8th seed, and they should have been a 7th seed, and it was stupid play-in, and here they are. Mike Malone doesn't give a damn where they were seated.
What may make them an atypical 8th seed?
Well, as I told our team, man, like, forget the 8th seed stuff. I mean, they beat Milwaukee 4-1, team that had the most wins in the NBA this year. They beat Boston 4-3, and they're up 3-0. Team with, I think, the second most wins in the NBA this year. So you get to the NBA Finals, it's not about seeding anymore. And for those that are thinking that this is going to be an easy series, I don't even know what to say to you people. I mean, like, this is going to be the biggest challenge of our lives.
Damn, so dramatic. Okay, your basketball lives. Sure, yeah, sure, your basketball lives. This is going to be the most difficult thing you've ever had to do in your basketball lives. And if you're the Denver Nuggets, that's accurate. Because what has anybody on these Nuggets done? Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, he won a championship with the Los Angeles Lakers. Jokic is trying to get over the hump. He's like, I got two MVPs. Who cares? Give me a title right now. Jamal Murray, what has he done? Nothing. came back from a blown out knee. You got Michael Porter Jr. What does he come back from? I'm happy that he's playing basketball, all those issues with his back. Yeah, so you have a Denver Nuggets team. Somebody's going to finally get over the hump here. The Miami Heat just went to the finals in the bubble against the Lakers. We saw that, okay? The Denver Nuggets are in their first NBA finals. Somebody's going to walk away with a ring. And so who is it? And you just heard Mike Malone. He basically ticked off every single box there about what the Miami Heat did. They beat the Bucks. They beat the Knicks. He didn't mention the Knicks. Not worth mentioning. They beat the Celtics. I guess it doesn't matter what happened, you know, in the play-in where they lost to the Hawks and then they barely beat the Bulls. None of that matters. Because it's a what have you done for me lately team, you know, situation. I got the Denver Nuggets winning, folks. Is it going to be in six games? This is how I feel. And I'm going to say the same damn thing that I said against the Celtics. And it took them seven games. It took them to the limit. I think we can all just kind of draw this conclusion. The Denver Nuggets are better than the Celtics. The Denver Nuggets actually play team basketball. The Denver Nuggets have a basketball version of a nuclear weapon on the team who's actually consistent. You know, for as dynamic as Tatum is, and we could probably say this for every star, sans Kevin Durant. And when Kevin Durant has a bad game, I'm shocked. And a bad game from Kevin Durant is, I only scored 22 points on, I don't know, 10 of 25 shooting. That's a bad game for Kevin Durant. He's the model of consistency and playing basketball the right way. And for as talented as he is, Kevin Durant isn't always out there. Not even always. He's not out there stat hunting. He's not out there saying, oh, I could get 40 easy. Let me just go do it. He's playing a team game. Tatum doesn't always do that. And outside of Kevin Durant always making a perfect decision and being efficient, the other dude is Jokic. The man does not look like he is even out there trying. It's like he's moving in slow motion, yet he's able to do whatever he wants. Hey, you want a 30, 20, 10 triple-double? What, excuse me? Yeah, he got that for you easy. He wants Jamal Murray to go off. He doesn't want to be out there jacking up shots. And when he is jacking up shots, he's making step-back, one-legged three-pointers over Anthony Go-Go Gadget Arms Davis. Like, this team, I'm going to put the emphasis on team. I was wrong about the Celtics because they could not consistently play like a team. Miami plays like a team, and they beat them. The Nuggets play like a team. And I don't think it's any coincidence right here in the NBA right now that the two teams representing both the East and the West are led by superstars or stars, whatever category you want to put them in, is mainly Jimmy Butler, who just play. They ain't no fluff. There's none of this nonsense game to game. You know, I don't want to hear Jokic talk. I never want to hear the guy speak. I want to see him play basketball. You know, Jimmy Butler doesn't give me a reason to say, oh, I want to hear Jimmy Butler. He makes a guarantee and he goes out and he plays hard. Nobody is whining or complaining. Jokic said social media is a waste of time. Thank you. Before I logged on to do the show tonight, I saw Josh Hart of the New York Knicks. And this is, I don't know if this is a stupid tweet. I think it is. I want to know, somebody should ask Jokic what he thinks of this question posed by Josh Hart on Twitter approximately 2 hours ago. Have y'all ever tasted y'all significant other's breast milk, asking for a friend? That is a key guard, one of the best two-way guards in the NBA for the New York Knicks. This is what he's thinking about 2 hours ago. This is what he's deciding to share online to the world. And C.J. McCollum says it goes down like almond milk. That's what he heard. De'Aaron Fox chimes in. He's surprised he asked this question. Obviously, Josh Hart is someone in his family, is with child. I prefer Jokic. I prefer Jokic to say, hey, social media for me is a waste of time. I appreciate that. I appreciate Jimmy Butler just playing his ass off. There's none of this goofy stuff about milk on Twitter. There's no trade demands. There's no nonsense from Kyrie, I'm not in the playoffs. Irving telling everybody don't talk about me. There's no stupid quitting rumors with James Harden. It's just basketball. And maybe teams into the future will take a lesson out of this. You can have success when you actually have a team. A bunch of dudes who play together. Draymond Green said it. If I didn't come outside and punch my own damn teammate in the face to start the season, I think we'd be in a better position throughout the course of the year for me to be a leader. Good on Jokic. Good on Butler. This is going to be good to see. Now, is this a match made in heaven from a marketing perspective? Is this Lakers and Celtics for the umpteenth time? Is this LeBron and Curry? Is this Giannis? No, it's not. It's Jokic and Jimmy Butler. I think Nikola Jokic, if anybody still goes to a mall, I think Jokic could walk through a mall in middle America and people would just go, who's that big guy? I think Jimmy Butler could maybe walk through a mall in America. Maybe folks would recognize him, but he ain't LeBron. You're not Steph Curry, so this ain't no glamour matchup. But the basketball should be good. And I'm going to say the same thing. I'm picking the Nuggets because I think they're a better team than the Heat. I think they're capable of being more consistent. I think up and down the roster, if I have to look at Jamal Murray, and then you can put Porter there. I haven't even said the name Aaron Gordon. He's not dynamic in that regard, not as a scorer, as an athlete, hell yes. I saw him in that dunk contest in person in Toronto. I think they have more. Like, when I haven't seen Cinderella in a very, very long time. But when do the Miami Heat, when do they turn into a pumpkin? Like, when does this end for the Miami Heat? You know, Caleb Martin, when does he fall flat? And Strus, and we've seen the ups and downs. I just think the Denver Nuggets having the best player here in this series, in the playoffs, that's Jokic. They have a dynamic scorer in Murray. They have a deeper team, I believe, scoring-wise. The Miami Heat are not going to go away. I don't see them getting swept. But I think, ultimately, they're going to run out of gas. And I am picking the Nuggets to win this series in six games. Six. I think the Denver Nuggets will win their first NBA championship and their first NBA Finals appearance. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Nuggets have had to wait, or will have had to wait, 9 days. The Finals start Thursday in Denver. Who do you believe wins the NBA Finals? I am going Nuggets. Call me up. Let me know who you got winning the series. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm at work doing security, man, and I listen to your show every night.
Hey, man, I am new to your show, but I absolutely love it. It's awesome.
This is the best sports talk radio show on the air for sure, bar none.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. So much to get into tonight. I just told you before the break, I got the Nuggets winning the NBA Finals. I did mention earlier Nick Saban. We will hear Nick Saban, his comments on student-athletes. He had a comment about them just being employees. We're going to hear from Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman was talking about Tom Brady. Didn't close the door, isn't so sure or certain that we've seen the last of Brady, you know, now that he's in bed with the Raiders. So, and did I just see Aaron Judge hit another home? Yeah, he just hit a home run. What else is new? Shout outs to all my folks in Seattle. The Yankees, what, are leading like 9-2, something like that? Aaron Judge already has 18 home runs on the year. What the hell is this? Anyway. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Ontario. Let's talk to Wendy. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, Wendy. What's up?
Hey, my sweetheart. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. I just wanted to get your American perspective, seeing as I'm in the main city, Ottawa, of the Ottawa Senators, about how we have all these bigwigs all pulling in to buy our lovely team, and they're upping the ante, like, to what, $1 billion now? And, yeah.
Well,
the only positive perspective I see about the whole thing is Snoop Dogg is when he's bringing in the Aboriginal people into, you know, getting them to be part of, you know, the buy-in package type of deal, man, seeing as we are a turtle island and it is, they're pretty much their homeland, so to speak. So, anyways, I just wanted to get the American perspective.
How about this? I don't know the likelihood of it happening. I don't think I can go ahead and just grab Snoop on the line tonight.
No, I know that, my sweetheart. That ain't,
He might be high right now. But the man the man who is working with Snoop Dogg to ultimately buy the team, Nico Sparks, I might be able to get him on the air if he's not globe-trotting. How would you like that?
Well, no, I just love to just get just the American perspective of it because I know it's a little...
Let me give you an answer, Wendy.
What's that?
Americans don't care. So,
I know that. But yeah, so fly it out there, sweetheart, and see what the hell happens.
Hold on, Wendy. I'm going to do this anyway. I'm going to see if one of the potential owners, Nico, I'm going to see if we can get Nico Sparks on the air, if not tonight or tomorrow. So stay tuned on that. And then from my own personal, okay?
Yeah, I'm tickety-boo, honey.
Well, you're what?
I'm tickety-boo.
What is that? Is that Canadian? What is that?
Tickety boom means I'm fine as they go, sweetheart.
Okay. All right. Tickety boom. Okay.
Tickety boom means I'm happy and I'm just.
Me too.
I just happened to be scrolling across the radio and they hit onto your show and I just love the sound of your voice, sweetheart. And you got
giggity
a very deep and perspective aspect of the sports and I love it.
Well, thank you. Giggity, 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 and tickety. What'd you call it? Tickety what?
Tickety boo.
Tickety boo. If I say that to somebody here stateside, I get slapped in the face. You don't think?
Well, no, but hey. Teeth thrown. A woman says it. It's fine. A man, you know, hey, have at her, sweetheart. Whatever. Your boat.
That's right. Some people like getting slapped in the face. Not me, though. Hey, Wendy, thank you for calling.
Not me neither.
Okay, well, let's not ask. I didn't ask. Let me find out about those Senators for you, and just stay tuned, Wendy, okay? I'm here every weeknight, all right?
Yeah, sweetheart, yeah. I love your perspective into everything.
You
have a very good depth and perception of everything. Oh. I love it, You're a highly intelligent gentleman, and I love the sound of your voice, baby.
lots of giggles there. Thank you, Wendy. I appreciate you.
Okay. Love you, babies. Keep at her.
I love you too, baby. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. What do I do after that? I have no idea.
Damon's going to be a little less dramatic.
He's not going to call me baby, is he?
No, Damon will not call you baby. I will put my money on that.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Damon, you calling from Virginia. What's up?
How you doing? I'm not going to call you baby, but you better not go to Canada.
Am I going to come home? Are they going to let me out?
I don't know. She's looking for you.
Oh, well, I hope not. But go ahead.
I was just calling to say I really think that Denver is going to win basically easily. I see everything that Miami has done, and I respect that. But basically, you know what I'm saying, Denver has been number one all year in the West. But Joker, in my opinion, should have been the MVP this year. And he's going to show why. And this year, and I believe they're too big of a team with Aaron Gordon and Porter Jr. They're going to be towering over Miami. So basically, in my opinion, if Jimmy Butler don't do anything or really can't get it off, it's over.
Yeah, and it's not like
get swept.
And it's not like every game here in the Eastern Conference Finals, Jimmy Butler went out there and lit it up. He did not. He had some clunkers himself. There were quite a few people surprised that Caleb Martin didn't walk away with that Eastern Conference Finals MVP award. I mean, for what it's worth. And your points are valid, man. You think about Jokic, what, Bam Adebayo going to just go out there and stop
him? Yeah, exactly. Jokic, when he stands at that top of the key and just hand it off and just set that screen and let him run around and Murray just basically just shoots the three or whoever uncontested all the time.
I'm glad you bring up a very – it's going to be obvious when they get to playing on Thursday, size. And it's difficult. You know, you think about a 7-foot-tall point guard, which is what Jokic is. It's kind of nuts. That's the tip of the spear. And so let's see how much pressure Bam Adebayo puts on him. But even with that being said, Nikola Jokic is a willing passer. He'll be thrilled to dump the ball off to Jamal Murray and –
he's one of the best point guards in the NBA. But before I get out of here, right quick, JR, have you seen the YouTube things or anything? Have you seen the thing they're saying that Jimmy Butler might be Michael Jordan's son?
Damon, now.
Literally. No, Damon. I'm not saying this.
Damon, have you been hanging out with Scottie Pippen?
No, but... game is like Scottie Pippen. My basketball game is Scottie Pippen.
Stop. Did you hear Scottie Pippen say Jordan was horrible last week? Did you hear that?
Yeah. Jordan was horrible.
Stay off.
He got
Damon.
There. Yeah, but
I gotta put you on hold now. That's too much now. I feel like I'm talking to Scottie Pippen, Damon. Damon, I know you can still hear me. You got to stay off the internet for a whole week, okay? Don't log on to YouTube. Don't go to Twitter. Sure as hell don't go on Facebook. You stay off the internet for a week. You live in Virginia. I don't know what part of Virginia. Go to the public library instead. Read a book, please. Read a book. Sound like Scottie Pippen. Did you hear Jimmy Butler might be Michael Jordan? Yeah, sure. Jimmy Butler's Michael Jordan's son. Absolutely, sure. Come on now. Big C, and thank you, Damon, for calling from Virginia. Call me next week. You got a whole week. Big C's calling from here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sportbury Show. What's up, Big C?
Hello, yeah, this is Big C, known as Carl A. I mean, you kind of took away a lot of my fire because... what? A lot of people, you know, that bothers me is that the Joker,
you know,
because he didn't win a championship in 50 years and he hadn't won one yet. But right. The Joker, in my opinion, like you're saying, is the first, you know, like Magic was the first to come in and be 6'9" at point guard. The Joker, you know, Sam, whatever he is, he's the first point guard at center. And really, I think this guy is because they didn't win, but this guy should have won 3 MVPs. And this guy sure. is just dominant. But something I got to say, well, if he played back, you know, in the 80s and this and that, when we were rough
in the post.
Yeah. But the guy is unbelievable. I just don't think that he's getting enough credit, you know, like some of the other guys, you know.
Well, this is a part of it now. If he wins a championship, people are going to have to kiss his ass, Big C. Let's really think about this, and I appreciate you for calling from here in Atlanta. If Jokic walks, he's already going into the Hall of Fame, all right? And I don't know how much longer he's going to play. Nikola Jokic might say, hey, man, at the end of this contract, I'm out of here. I don't need this crap. I'm going back home. I would not be mad at him. If he wins a championship, he's in the conversation, and I think he's already there. It's just, hey, you going to check the box as a champion? He's one of the best centers that the NBA has ever seen in its 77-year history. Flat, period, there's no debate about it. He is a basketball player. We got a lot of dudes who can handle a basketball, who can make it look good, who can cross you up, who can be exciting, who can get points and get buckets, and there's an appreciation for them as well. But when you talk about just going out there killing it, Jokic is the dude at the YMCA or LA Fitness who understands the damn game, understands how to get to a spot, understands passing, understands how to shoot, doesn't need to jump out of the gym, and isn't over-reliant on his athleticism or lack thereof. That is what makes him so damn exciting. Because you watch the guy and you go, how the hell is he able to do? Why is he doing this? Like, I don't need this. Basketball has enough people relying on pure athleticism as opposed to actually playing the game. Jokic is playing out there. He's playing chess. A lot of these dudes is playing checkers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls, more Heat, more Nuggets. We'll get to Saban NFL on the other side. Don't move.
Listeners, I'm pleased to announce that Radio Rental is returning for another installment of Terrifying Tales. If you happen to be new here, I'm Terry Carnation, current proprietor of the Radio Rental Video Store, where I possess a collection of the scariest true stories you've ever heard, all told by real people. Mark your calendars for, oh, apparently it's available right now. I'm a little late with this promo.
Listen for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.